news and sports. How about doing the weather too, bud?
Clouds and humid today, scattered thunderstorms, the high today 81. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Thank you, Steve. He didn't take personal time off. Ever so exciting, Steve. 69 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. It's National Radio Day, so I guess that's why Rob the Sports Center took the day off. So National Radio Day for somebody means take a day off. For Mark Lawrence, it means a lot more work, I guess.
Turn on the radio. Turn on your radio.
Hey, guys, gals, friends, and pals. It's National Radio Day today.
I love radio.
I listen to radio.
Oh, it's just the radio.
Then I should be able to listen to the radio.
I think we could listen to the radio.
Yes.
What station? I listen to the radio. I must have heard
it. It's X-rated radio. Barnyard radio.
What are you listening to?
Happy National Radio Day.
Come on, it's showtime.
WQKX.
It is showtime, and my name's Tom Morgan, and I've been on the radio a hell of a long time. We'll talk about it coming up, but this is a good thing.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1
WQKX. Craig with a little Hotline Bling. If you like that song, Viral Comedy is coming up later on this hour and give you a totally different version of that. Viral Comedy. At about 6:45 this morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Happy Radio Day, everybody. It's National Radio Day, and I think it's exciting. I don't know about
you. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio.
Yeah.
That's with you every night. Who? The long commuter fight.
Yeah.
And in the morning with your toast and mama.
Oh, yeah.
What is
You're
FM?
Welcome. Yeah.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Here we are.
Who listens to radio?
Morgan in the Morning.
150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Good luck, buddy.
150 million.
That's
people.
A lot of peeps.
The radio.
The voice of Sarah Vaughan. That is like an original jingle from like a long time ago. Sarah Vaughan singing with the Quincy Jones Orchestra. I just loved it and I thought I'd share it with you today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. You know, I'm lucky. I'm lucky to be doing what I love to do for a living. It's all I ever wanted to do. True story, when I was 4 years old, I sat on Santa Claus's lap at the Lazarus department store. And I asked for a tape recorder and a microphone. Kind of like two turntables and the microphone. Santa Claus asked me, why do you want that for Christmas, little Tommy Tom? And I said, because I want to be on the radio. The dream continued. Elementary school. Reading my assignments in front of the class because the nuns thought I was such a creative writer and a funny kid. By the time I got into high school, I was pretty much set to conquer my dream. My dad, rest in peace, told me not to do it. He said, you got to get a real job, son. You got to work with your hands like your old man. Got to be in construction. He later admitted that I was doing exactly what I was meant to be doing. That's okay, Pop. But here I am, like, rolling into my 45th year, started in the summer of 1977, and I'm still doing it. I took a brief break from actual on-air radio and stayed in a recording studio, but I did that for what I thought was my family, my children growing up. I felt I wasn't home enough. I made some changes. It didn't matter, so I came back to radio. And here I am today, blessed with the chance of doing this for you, thanks to SBC Media. Who brought me back after I was here for almost 20 years and left. They brought me back. And here I am for almost five more. I say hoorah for radio. Hoorah!
W-Q-K-X.
Morgan in the Morning on the way. Jimmy Fallon is talking about some virtual meeting stuff. And he actually has combined Seth Meyers with a double dose of late night soundbite. New virtual meeting Zoom that allows you to be animated. That just sounds way too scary. Speaking of scary, and there it is, we don't call it stupid news, but the wife who lived with her husband and hid the boyfriend in the basement. This can't end well. It's Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Facebook has unveiled a new product called Horizon Workrooms, which are basically meeting rooms, but in virtual reality. Participants use an Oculus VR headset to participate. You can see avatars of your coworkers and watch them talk.
Yeah. A virtual reality cartoon office, yeah. It's an amazing technology that will revolutionize the way people work naked from home. I promise.
It's great if the only thing you hate about Zoom meetings is that they aren't strapped to your face.
94KX.
Yeah, this is what I want. My boss strapped to my face. Get you warmed up for Flashback Friday, back into the 80s with Journey Now. Morgan in the Morning with some real stupid news. Coming up next, we don't call it that. We say, and there it is.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
An unusual love triangle out of Alabama. Tracy was secretly letting her boyfriend, Michael, live in the house. The same house she lives in with her husband, Frank. Shots ring out in the night. Seems both men shot each other in the chest. Frank was taken to the hospital. Turns out he thought Michael was an intruder. He had been living there for more than a year for free. Here's how the sheriff describes the whole thing.
We saw him bring out the suspect and the other man that was shot. And they both seemed to be okay. They weren't saying much. In fact, the suspect did not say a word. He looked like he was way out of it.
He was. He was high on meth. Now listen. Meth is a bad mistake. But in this particular situation, it may not be the worst mistake. Letting your boyfriend live in the same house as your husband? Now that's a huge mistake.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Just another tip from your Uncle Tommy, Tom, ladies. If you're going to let your boyfriend live in the same house as your husband, make sure your house is no smaller than 50,000 square feet. Okay? Thank you. Mark has got the news coming up. He's also got the sports. Rob, the sports center, taking a long weekend. Steve's got the weekend AccuWeather. And, yeah, I still can't believe it. Still to come, viral comedy and Jimmy's thank yous. Jimmy Fallon. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Clouds and humid today, scattered thunderstorms, the high today 81. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
69 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, some viral comedy. Other than bad sex, is bad sex worse than bad whoopee? I don't know. What is this? Oh my God, stop it. Viral comedy on the way next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, listen to these two cuts. They're going to make you crazy. First, what if you were to combine Hotline Bling, we heard it earlier this hour, the song by Drake, and Talking Heads? Actually, it's kind of cool.
You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my
catchy.
I know we're not alive. That can only mean one thing. Ever since
This ain't no cell phone. This ain't no disco. See, I kind of like it. Check out the whole video later. It's Drake's Hotline Bling with Talking Heads, and or at least Talking Head-like vocal added in. Kind of like it. Viral comedy number two. Some music you don't really want to listen to for a long time. This could be the first video, music video, ever published where the wrong note was hit on every single note. Sadly enough, it's a saxophone player at a church service, and it is just beyond terrible. Go ahead and Google bad sax and check it out.
Viral comedy, Morgan in the Morning, 94K.
That was painful on National Radio Day. Hey, coming up, Jimmy Fallon's got his thank yous, and he thanks everything, including summer. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Happy anniversary, radio. It's National Radio Day, and you can't change that. My name's Tom Morgan. Jimmy Fallon's thank yous are next, and it's Flashback Friday on the other side. Ray Parker Jr. and a group he called Radio, R-A-Y-D-I-O.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Some old-fashioned radio getting you ready for a Flashback Friday. Let's do Flashback Friday coming up after the news the old-fashioned way, where you could only call it in. All right? I don't want any text message. I don't want any Facebook message. I want you to call it in like you used to do. 1-800-326-94KX is our Ford fun line, toll-free. I want you to call it in like we did when we were kids, remember? And that song there by Radio, you can't change that. Just reminded me of when I used to call. I used to call my favorite radio station. Warmland. WARM. Back in the 70s when I was just a kid. Actually, I started even earlier than that. Probably the 60s. Wow. It's been a long time. Anyway, Flashback Friday coming up with your requests. Flashing back. Jimmy Fallon flashback to this summer with his episode of Thank You.
Thank you. Back to school ads for really cornering the children jumping with backpacks market.
What does that mean? Yeah. Yay to the bus stop.
Thank you. Mid-August, or as CBS calls you, Halloween.
Yeah. Why are we rushing that holiday? That's what I want to know.
Thank you. Super long auto-generated passwords for being a great way to keep hackers and me out of my account.
Kevin! Kevin, what's wrong with this computer?
Thank you. People who type THX instead of thanks for letting me know that you're feeling grateful, but not grateful enough to type three extra letters.
Come on, Mercy. You can type the three extra letters. I love you, girl. Yeah.
Thank you, coconuts, for being juicy, tender fruit on the inside and porch doormat on the outside.
News is next. To check on sports by the news guy. That's weird. And the AccuWeather for the weekend. We're going to reminisce with the Little River Band, but in a different kind of way. A quarantunes way. Stay with us. It's Flashback Friday next with Morgan in the Morning.
And humid today, scattered thunderstorms, the high today 81. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
69 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Always well worth that drive down Route 45. Are you ready? Since it is the anniversary of the birth of commercial radio, I want to do Flashback Friday completely on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. We're doing it the old-fashioned way.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
This guy right here, he totally gets it.
Millions of people tuning in.
Now this is what the music industry is all about.
Yeah. Check him out, I can't hear the radio.
He has an iron grip on the store radio. He forces us to listen only to show tunes, even
though
we voted unanimously for adult contemporary.
I'll just be here listening to my tunes.
Happy birthday, radio.
If you're thinking about changing the station,
don't! Don't!
Oh, no. Listen to this example of thrilling music in stereo.
Yes, it's called Flashback Friday. Yow. With Cameo from the 80s.
Sunbury Motors has Hyundai.
94KX.
Hi, can you play Toe in the Line?
Oh, wow. Rocky Burnett?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a long time. And you know what? That song was huge when I first started in radio, and I got my first, big gig as a nighttime guy at a radio station.
I think it's a one-hit wonder, is it?
Yeah, Rocky Burnett. He didn't do much more than that. In 1980. Anyway, who's this?
I'm Jennifer, and I'm calling all the way up from Jameson City.
Yay! And wasn't it cool calling your favorite radio station back in the day?
It was.
Well, you just did it again. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye. His name was indeed Rocky Burnett, and this was Rocky's only hit.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
I wish I could remember everybody who's actually helping Eddie Murphy in that song. There's a little Rick James in there.
Yeah.
Somebody said Michael Jackson was in there, but that was never confirmed.
Yeah.
Party All the Time with Eddie Murphy
Eddie
by
Murphy.
Request. My goodness. Hey, musical birthdays today. We don't even need or have the time to say all the musical birthdays.
There's so many.
Our very young Dua Lipa is 26 today.
Okay.
She's all over the radio.
Yes.
Especially here, the British singer, 26. Howie D from the Backstreet Boys is 48.
All right.
He's no longer a boy.
That's what I was just going to say.
No, you're a full-grown man
now.
He's a Backstreet
guy.
Howie. Maybe we'll play some music. I wonder if he's Howard now. He's older.
Or how.
I don't know how.
I don't know how.
James DeBarge, another one of those boys from the DeBarge family of the 80s. He's 58.
Okay.
He was the one that was married to Janet Jackson for a hot second.
Oh, yeah. They were married for, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And that was it.
And then, she did that song, What Have You Done For Me Lately? And he got PO'd, so he did a song called Talk To Me, Baby. And it was musical fighting. Yeah, it was like two divorce lawyers singing in court. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful musical moment. Yeah. Okay. Tori Amos is 58 today from the Bangles. Debbie Peterson is 60 years old. Here is one of my favorite 80s bands, and you'll know, and one of my favorite musical names from the 80s, Roland Orzabal, is 60 years old today.
I love his name too, yes.
Roland Orzabal. Tears for Fears, everybody.
Tears for fears.
Here's another name you might remember. Colin Ray is 61. He's a country singer.
Didn't know he was our age.
yeah, that's about it. So those are our birthdays. If I could sneak in Carl Yastrzemski, the Yaz, Boston Red Sox Hall
what did
of Famer.
He sing? No, I'm just kidding.
Come on now, Boston Red Sox Hall of Famer.
I'm just kidding.
Show me some love, will you?
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Yeah, next you're going to tell me you're a Yankees fan and I'm throwing you the heck out of here.
Oh, no, that's not true. I'm not.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yaz is 82 today.
Oh, okay.
Now let's take a look at the local celebs.
All right.
Or as you call them.
It's our birthday buddies.
Actually, we all call them that.
I didn't make that up. It was like that already. But anyway.
Okay, happy birthday to Amanda Wren. She's 35.
Amy Rudy is 45 today.
Here's a good one. Kareen V. She doesn't have a last name.
Or is it Kareen the Fifth?
Well,
you know. Maybe it's, one of those.
I'll take a fifth
Roman
right
numerals.
Now.
Yes. I
anyway,
plead the fifth.
And she's from Montgomery. She's 34 years old today.
Dave Menko is 59.
Derek Hicks from Sealands Grove is 46 today.
Donnie DeHarpster from Norrie. She's 53 today.
She's a buddy of mine, like an old friend. Danita, remember, you'll always be younger than me. There you go. That ought to make your day. Emma Fleck is 42 today.
James Tootsie from Bloomsburg, 56.
Is that like Tootsie's Bakery in Berwyn?
Maybe. Maybe related.
Yeah. Joshua Bailey, 44 today.
Mark Bob from Dalmatia, 30.
Happy birthday to Michelle Bobrowski. She is 53 today.
Rochelle Sprengel from Sunbury. She's 45. Happy birthday.
I like the name Rochelle.
I do too.
It's almost like Michelle.
But anyway.
Rhonda Schieffer from Richfield, 46.
Shannon Folk from Sealands Grove, 47 today.
Happy birthday, Stephanie Thomas from Sealands Grove, 52.
Tammy Ozoski is 41 today.
And Wendy Davis, a friend of mine from Sealands Grove, an old soccer mom friend, 61 today. There you have it. Those are the local celebs. Everybody's got a birthday. We love to celebrate them. On the anniversary of radio,
call them in.
Call them in.
Call them in, yes.
Or snail mail them in. That would be real funny.
Or use a telegraph. No, you can't do
that. Don't do that.
No, don't do that. No.
Every day at this time, Morgan in the Morning.
And birthday buddies.
Nice. Mark the News Guy is also the sports guy. It's quite entertaining. It's coming up next. Super exciting. Steve with Weekend AccuWeather and more. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
During the morning rush.
Hey, AccuWeather and sports. Central PA
weather. Clouds and humid today. Scattered thunderstorms. The high today, 81. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
69 still high atop Blue Hill on a flashback Friday. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Movie Mike in the house. We're both looking at this article of the all-time soul-crushing moments for kids in movies.
Yeah.
They're all good, man.
They are good. Yeah.
They're going across the generations. Like for me, somebody my age, it was like Bambi or Old Yeller. You know what I mean? But for you, maybe?
It was E.T. when E.T.'s laying on that table, dehydrated.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They're poking and prodding him.
Oh, we're going to take a look at the all-time crusher, maybe even newer than E.T.
Scar! Brother, help me!
Help him, Scar! What are you doing? Mike, grab the Kleenex there, will you, buddy?
I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
Oh, bye.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Flashback Friday with all the requests being called in. I'm peeking at Facebook once in a while. I'll check the text club. But on this, the 101st birthday of commercial radio, that's the first radio station that was run paid by radio advertising. I decided to do it the old-fashioned way. This is our first ever Flashback Friday with just phone calls. 1-800-326-94KX. That is the Ford Fun Line. Toll free. Call it in. Whatever you want to hear. We'll see what we can do for you. Flashback Friday audio. The top soul-crushing moments for children in movies. We should have posted this on Facebook as well. We're busy doing so many things here. But Bambi, watching her mom die because the hunter shot her in the woods. Yeah, that's there. How about the ending of Toy Story 3, where Andy gives up his toys and the toys are standing there at the window watching. All the toys get hauled away. Did you cry? Sure you did. Movie Mike just mentioned E.T., you know, when they put them in that big tent and they're all wearing those suits and they were working on them and the little boy's crying. All he wants to do is go home. Oh, my. I cried like a baby. But the number one soul-crushing moment for a child watching a movie.
Scar! Brother, help me!
I can't even listen to it. I gotta move on. And then there's Old Yeller. Don't even get me started with that. Oh, we're really flashing back. Flashback Friday, 94KX, Movie Mike with his movie review is next. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Movie Mike and his review coming up in just minutes. We started something here. You people are great, not only on the toll-free line, but our Facebook Messenger. And Nick Persing says, an adult crying movie, Armageddon. I didn't even think of that. Nick, you're a genius. I mean, I had goosebumps for that almost entire movie. But yeah, when somebody's got to get left on the asteroid or whatever, and he knows he's going to, oh my, yes. Our very own Taylor Schultz, our promotion director here, Tay-Tay as we call her, the lovely Tay. She seems saddest childhood movie memory ever would be the death of Mufasa, the audio we just played. Imagine seeing that at 5 years old. You know, Taylor, I'm with you, but that's the way it was when Bambi's mom gets shot by a hunter. I mean, people go hunting all the time, doe hunting and buck hunting. But I mean, I was just a kid, and that was traumatic. I'm like, Bambi, your mom's dead. Just because dad wants to go hunting and thin the herd, I get it, but boy. When you're 5 years old, that's a big deal. So I'm looking at what other people are saying and other movies that are soul crushers for a kid. Inside Out, 2015, I was like, all right. The Neverending Story, 1984, the scene where the horse dies tragically. And I just started rolling it. I totally forgot that movie. But then I'm looking at this horse. I'm like, oh, my God, this is terrible. Thank goodness I didn't see that movie. Transformers, the original movie in 86. I guess it was a cartoon, but there were some sad scenes. The Last Unicorn, 1982. Wow. The Land Before Time, 1988. Am I flashing back to you guys yet? Let me know. The movie Up in 2009. I remember I rented that movie and my kids were older, like high school age, but we all sat there just bawling on the couch. We're all just crying on the couch when you see the story of Carl's courtship and marriage. You know, that's, sure, it was a fun movie, Up, but man, I bawled my eyes out. I loved Carl. And then I'm scrolling down and I see Old Yeller.
Ooh.
1957, Mike.
Yeah, that goes back away. They used to show that to us every year in school, which I don't know why. That's torture.
Young Travis Coates has to say goodbye to his dog.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sad for anybody, but when you're a kid watching it, Tommy Kirk was his name, by the way. Did he ever do any other movies?
I think he did some Disney. Yeah, I think he was one of those Disney actors. Kind of like Kurt Russell before he became Kurt Russell. Remember, for years, Kurt Russell was just known for Disney movies.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. So anyway, your messages on Facebook are amazing. Keep them coming. A guy Facebooked Armageddon. If that doesn't make you cry. Uh-huh. And there are scenes in that movie. Like, I didn't think about it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I still can't eat animal crackers without thinking of Armageddon.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Well, there's a new horror movie called The Night House in theaters. Will it scare you, or will my review scare you away? I'll tell you in just a second. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain. Excellent documentary, by the way. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. The Night House stars Rebecca Hall as a woman whose architect husband recently committed suicide. When she starts seeing and hearing strange things, her initial assumption is that it's just a product of grief. But then she discovers that he built a mirror image version of their house in the woods across the lake. And what she finds in that house makes her think that she might not have known him as well as she thought. Do you have the heebie-jeebies yet, Tom?
I do, actually.
Good. There have been so many paranormal chillers in the past decade that I didn't think there was anything new left to do with the genre. The Night House proved me wrong. There are some superb jump scares in the movie, but this is not for people looking for cheap thrills. It's for people who want genuine substance in their horror. There's a secret at the center of the story, and once we learn it, we see the main character and her late husband in a totally different way. A spooky atmosphere combines with several legitimately scary moments to keep you on edge the entire time. Then there's Rebecca Hall, who perfectly grounds all the supernatural material with a strong, nuanced performance. She makes us feel whatever the character is feeling throughout the film. If you're looking for a horror movie with real meaning, this is it. The Night House is intelligent, emotional, and incredibly eerie. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 blueprints.
So you got some jump scares in that one, did you?
There is one jump scare in this movie that is so good, I almost literally blew out of my seat.
You?
Yeah.
Movie Mike. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's really good. And just a great movie. It opens in theaters nationwide today, including locally. And Rebecca Hall is really the key here. She is so good in this movie. She grounds all the crazy supernatural stuff. Wow. And it's an interesting movie. I don't want to give anything away, but it's about the things that tie us together even in death.
Ooh.
So we'll say that. So there's some meaning to it.
Okay. All right. You got me interested in it. I don't even like movies like that. Hey, have yourself a good week. Today is National Radio Day because it is the anniversary, the birth of the first commercial radio station 101 really? Years ago.
Wow.
When did you start in radio? Yeah.
Clouds and humid today, scattered thunderstorms. The high today, 81. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Thank you, Steve. We're finally up to 70 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday and the anniversary of radio. So we want you to go back in time and do it the old-fashioned way. Sure, we have Facebook Messenger and we have the text club, but we want you to pick up the phone. Maybe even the wall phone in your mom's kitchen. No, that's gone too. Whatever. 1-800-326-94KX and make your request. Did you have a kitchen wall phone when you were a kid, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. With one of those mile-long cords so you could, like, drag it down into the basement and still be connected.
The rest of the family strangled themselves, but at least you got your phone call.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Flashback Friday, let's do it that way, the old-fashioned way, as we celebrate the anniversary of radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go, medium called radio. That's with you every night, through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, radio.
The voice of Sarah Vaughan.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
You do?
Good luck, bud.
150 million people. That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. Called the radio.
WQKX. WQKX HD1. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
We'll go back in time right now. But you've got to call them in. 1-800-326-94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh my goodness, look what time it is. You know the music?
Yeah. Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Don't blow it. It's yes or BS. Powered up by Buffalo Wild Wings. Today is National Radio Day, the anniversary of the first commercial radio station in 1920. Yes or BS? The first actual radio transmission was way back in 1901 when Guillermo Marconi sent a radio transmission across the Atlantic. Yes or BS? Go ahead and cheat and Google it. Wikipedia, I don't care. You could be a winner. First one through, 1-800-326-94KX. It's yes or BS.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, here's the deal. Our phone lines are jammed up with requests, which, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love the requests. But we didn't get a player in Yes or BS yet. So 1-800-326-94KX. Our Yes or BS, today is the anniversary of commercial radio, born today, August 20th, 1920. However, the first radio transmission was way back in 1901. Yes or BS, a chance for you to win.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX. Your chance to win with B-Dubs. B-Dubs. $25 gift card. 1-800-326-94KX. Yes or BS. Is she really going out with him?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Flashback Friday, we got the music rolling the old-fashioned way. On the phone, the good old-fashioned telephone. Today, the anniversary of radio, so we decided to do Flashback Friday only on the phone. No text messaging, requests, that is. No Facebook messaging, requests. Only on the phone, 1-800-326-94KX. You guys have been absolutely great. Time for Tom's list, Tom's top list of facts about radio as we celebrate this day. These are great. All right, here we go. One in five Americans say it is an essential part of their feel-good day. Radio, it's an essential part. I love it. Number two. Half of us sing along to the radio. Women are more likely to do it than men. Thanks, ladies. Number three, a study by Tinder, oh boy, found that radio personalities are some of the sexiest people. Do with that what you will. Radio is the 11th most important invention of all time. All time. Top three, electricity, telephone, and vaccines. Oh, boy. Don't even get me started. You vaccine people are a little crazy. All right, here we go. 9% of people wouldn't mind if the radio station played more commercials. And the same 9% say they wouldn't mind if radio played Christmas music all year long. I thought only my mom wanted that. Here's a little science. FM stands for frequency modulation. AM stands for amplitude modulation. You had to know that back when you needed a broadcast license. You don't anymore. President Reagan deregulated radio, and now anybody could talk on it. I still have my license. In general, if a station's call letters start with a W, that means they're east of the Mississippi. Stations west of the Mississippi River start with a K. In general, there are a couple exceptions. In a recent study, waking up to music on the radio makes you feel less sluggish than waking up to an alarm. Two more interesting facts here on Tom's top list of the day. 31% of dog owners leave the radio on to keep the dog company when they're not at home. It really works in my house because my roommate Leo likes to listen to my voice, whether it's the morning show or commercials. It's a fact. He feels more comfortable. Thanks, Leo. And finally, and this one is hilarious, Tom's top list of radio facts, only 28% of radio hosts believe that they have a face only for radio. 28%! Thought it would be much higher. News, sports, and AccuWeather next. Morgan in the Morning.
Weather, Steve Williams.
72 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always well worth that drive down Route 45. What did we just say a few moments ago in Tom's top list? Top facts about radio? Only 28% of radio announcers believe they truly have a face for radio? You're going to see two faces live and on location this weekend, starting this afternoon. Come find us. We'll tell you where next. Flashback Friday. Into the 90s with C&C Music Factory.
Motors has Hyundai.
We got so busy, we forgot our last late night soundbite with Seth Meyers.
Finally, according to a new survey, 70% of Americans would give up their smartphones for their pets. And certain pets make you do that.
That would be your cat.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX. Hard at work in Sunbury. However, still reflecting on Riverfest and the band Drive that covers the Cars. Yeah, they were good. Here they come again, but this time it's the real Cars. Flashback Friday, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, we're live just about everywhere. This weekend, so look for us. It all starts this afternoon. Mark Stevens at 4 o'clock this afternoon will be at the Giant Market in Lewisburg for Fresh Air Fridays. That's kind of cool. It's a great way for families to enjoy time with each other and enjoy some good food and enjoy the outdoors. Waiting for you at Giant Market in Lewisburg. And then tomorrow, Sam Tyler, our nighttime girl, will be at Blaze Alexander Ford on the lot in the pipeline. That's what they're calling it. They have a lot of inventory on the lot. You're hearing things otherwise not true. 20 brand new F-150s. And, you know, if you special order one, a grand off. Boom. Six Super Duties, Bronco Sports. And then there's the pipeline. So you want to go on the lot or in the pipeline. The pipeline is the vehicles that are on their way. Snatch one up before it gets here. I think that's a pretty cool idea. See if you could be part of that. I'm thinking yes. I'm thinking yes. So see us at Giant today in Lewisburg and Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg tomorrow. I think it's safe to say we're taking over Lewisburg. But we're not really. So don't worry about that. Coming up, some final thoughts as I head out for a week's vacation, but not really a vacation. It's my first chance in my life to be father of the bride. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, I'm out of here. I'm actually going on vacation, but it's not a vacation. All right, my daughter's getting married. I'm going to be father of the bride for the first time. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. I'm just going to be, I think I'm going to be like that dad in Steel Magnolias, where he just stands against the hedgerow with a nice looking suit on and waits to shoot the birds out of the trees or something. I don't know. I think I'm that guy. I'm going to have the suit on. I'm going to be like, whatever you want me to do, dear. Besides sign checks, whatever you want me to do, I'm ready to go. But I need to get ready, and the airlines aren't helping with any of my vacation plans. United has decided to tell their flight crews to stop using duct tape on unruly passengers. Why? I thought it was funny, and it served its purpose. Spirit flight cancellations right and left. When are they just going to go out of business? All right? So I got to check with some new stuff going on here before I head out, if you don't mind.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard Flight 185. At this time, please direct your attention to the crew members in the aisle as we go over the safety features for this aircraft.
Okay.
There are six emergency exits.
Sure.
Please locate the one nearest you. Now, please take a moment and locate the one that is not being blocked by an overweight guy in Crocs and a tracksuit that needed more gut room for his laptop computer and homemade egg salad.
Well, it kind of happens.
Should the cabin experience sudden pressure loss, the oxygen mask will drop down from the overhead compartment. Place the mask firmly over your face and breathe in like you're hitting a bong on New Year's Eve in Denver.
Oh, okay.
If you're traveling with small children, don't worry, they'll be fine, just like the time you left them at that rest stop. Federal rules require the wearing of face masks at all times during flight, except when eating and drinking, and when making a TikTok video about vaccines and your First Amendment rights.
Oh, my.
In the event of an unruly passenger, your seat back does contain a small roll of duct tape, a blowgun, and two darts tipped in the toxin from an Amazon tree frog.
Blowgun?
So sit back and relax, and
all
forget that someone on this aircraft is probably harboring a highly contagious virus variant with the same unfortunate name as our airline. Welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you. I feel much better about going on vacation now. Wow. WQKX. Chad Evans is next. Mark Stevens this afternoon live from Lewisburg. And Sam Tyler is in the mix as well. You guys be good. I'll be back in a week. I think. I promise. Whatever.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.